definitely was surprised. I was surprised at the depth of the cuts.
James Little, international president of the Transport Workers Union, says his union is set to take the biggest hit in Americans' restructure plan. 8,800 people altogether, between fleet service workers, mechanics, and others. Americans' 20-year-old maintenance operation at Fort Worth's Alliance Airport is slated to close, taking its 2,200 employees. Little thought the number would be smaller because the union had already agreed to some job losses.
And then the trouble I have sleeping is what happens to all the families that we represent and the employees of American Airlines that have been impacted by us. And it also impacts the community as well. You know, loss of jobs, loss of economic buying power for the region that these people live in.
Because these cuts are proposed, not final, Little has hired economists, investment bankers, and other experts. He says they'll mine Americans' restructure documents, looking for ways to refute what the company says it must have to emerge from bankruptcy. Little says maybe the carrier won't need as many layoffs as outlined. Patrick Hancock with Americans' Flight Attendants Union believes attendants may have a valid argument against the proposed 2,300 cuts.
Our wages and our work rules are fairly competitive with the other mainline carriers they have to compete with. We are nowhere near the top of the pack in terms of wages or an awful lot of our benefits. And I don't think they're going to be able to make the case.
The Allied Pilots Association also plans to challenge Americans' proposed furlough of 400 pilots. Veteran pilot Tom Hoban knows this is just the beginning of negotiations.
It's an opening proposal. We expect to bargain off it, and we'll move the ball to midfield, so to speak, and hopefully have a consensual agreement.
Hoban calls the proposed end of Americans' retirement plan a non-starter for pilots. American wants to replace pensions with a 401k retirement plan to save a lot of money. Hoban says money is not everything.
This is a customer service business, and if you've got disgruntled employees that feel like they've been put through the shredder in this process, they're probably not going to treat the customer very well.
American Airlines spokesperson Bruce Hicks says the carrier knows its plans are painful and negotiable. But he says they're designed for the long-term health and growth of the carrier and all its remaining employees.
While we're reducing jobs, there's no sugarcoating the fact we're going to be much smaller than the past. We're also going to preserve many more thousands of jobs through this business plan. We also include in our plan the proposal for pay raises beginning a year after the new contracts to start that soon.
Hicks also says there's 15% profit sharing for all workers beginning with the first dollar of profit. It's not all bad. But in the end, he says, big changes are inevitable. The carrier's in bankruptcy. Hicks says the carrier needs to reduce $2 billion in expenses and add another $1 billion in revenue by 2017. And it can't afford to wait long. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.